At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, you know what it's like on Mondays here on our show. We don't get down on Mondays. It's Monday. If you had a great weekend, I know Mondays are tough and it's a long week ahead. It's really not a long week because I tell you what, I don't know what it is about this show, but if you listen to this show, the week's going to fly by because before you know it, it's going to be Free for All Friday. I know like it seems like a long way off, but you just wait and see because by Friday, it's going to be here in a hurry. And, you know, the other thing about Monday is, you know, it's the beginning of a new week. And if last week wasn't as good as you wanted it to be, if things didn't turn out like you wanted, you could look at this as a new beginning. You know, we're going to start this week and things are going to be different and things are going to change. Things are going to be better. So don't get down on Monday. Live every day, and it's going to be Friday before you know it. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. I do hope you had a great weekend, and if you went to Bayou Boogaloo, I hope that was fun, and I hope those of you who were on the waters of Bayou St. John enjoy that as well. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. We've been talking about the seven prisoners that are still on the loose, and authorities are saying that family and friends are helping them move around and helping to hide them. Now, they're going to be in deep trouble if it's learned that they did help move them around or help hide them. But in the meantime, they're out there and they're really dangerous people, as we said at the top of the show. These are really dangerous people. And I'm not really, I mean, I'm concerned, but I'm not scared. I mean, if I see something that looks suspicious, like, you know, somebody trying to hide, and I hope if you see the same thing, could be a prisoner. And so you should call 911 immediately. And I know it seems like a cliche, but it's not. I mean, if you see something, then say something. Now, the governor came down here and held a press conference, and I know Mayor Landrieu can't be happy about, I'm sorry, Mayor Cantrell can't be happy about that because, you know, she is very territorial and she likes to think that her city is perfect, but, you know, it's not. She likes to think that her city is so perfect that she can travel all around the world and everything is copacetic. No, it's not. This should never have happened. But apparently there's a lot of blame to go around. And there's even talk that the state has a role in this because the state is not accepting prisoners into state prisons as fast as it should. And then there are prisoners in OPP that are not getting a speedy trial, that they've been there for years. I mean, I can't imagine being in there for years and, you know, you don't even have a trial yet. I mean, it doesn't seem fair. You know, again, if you're a convicted criminal, I know that's one thing. But if you're waiting for trial, that's really tough. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Did you watch the Preakness? Journalism wins. And as I said last hour, it's not often that you're going to see a headline in 2025. Journalism is the big winner because journalism's been under attack a lot. No, it's the horse named Journalism had to battle through this just, I mean, it was like crunch time where these two horses were just crunching against it, one to the right in particular. And man, journalism made it through that crunch and ended up just pouring it on at the end. And the Preakness is the longest of the races. So this horse had that kind of power in the end. Man, I mean, this horse, if it would have been given, if the race was even longer, it would have won by an even bigger margin. So no Triple Crown winner for 2025, but that was a big victory. LSU baseball was good. The NBA playoffs are kicking off and tipping off, I guess I should say. I've really gotten into the NBA playoffs this year, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. Also, I want to correct a correction. I said that the eldest son of the president, Donnie Jr., I referred to Donnie Jr., and then I referred to Eric as Half Scoop. No, Eric's not Half Scoop, even though he does seem to be dumber. He's not Half Scoop. It's Donnie Jr. that is Half Scoop. And I mentioned last hour that we got a text message about that. That is not the case. Ian Hoke himself, our
Thank
executive
you.
Producer, was on top
Thank
of that.
Thank you very much.
He was a little hurt that I didn't give him credit, but I thought it was a text that had come in. We communicate sometimes during breaks, and sometimes it's helter-skelter when we're communicating, and I did not mean to not give you credit for that, but it was the astute Ian Hoke who was on top of that and corrected me. I forgot about the Saturday Night Live bit that labeled him Half Scoop, which, again, I thought that was more appropriate for Eric, who appears to be the dumber of the two.
Thank you. Not totally necessary, but thank you. But also, we do get corrections on the text line all the time.
Oh, we do?
All the time.
See, I got a text Friday from somebody who said, Scoot, when you're talking about give me the VIN.com, it's not the VIN number.
It's just the VIN.
Because vehicle VIN is an acronym for vehicle identification number. So you don't have to say VIN number. You could just say the VIN.
It's like saying the ATM machine.
Well, exactly.
It's redundant.
And Coleman brought that up. It's just the ATM.
The Saturday Night Live sketch where we get the nickname for Eric Trump is,
yeah,
I'm Eric. Because in the portrayal, like, I didn't mean to bring this up, but it's perfect. Do you remember Team America, the
oh,
puppet
yeah.
movie?
Oh, yeah, love it.
So you remember it's got all the celebrities in it. It's got George Clooney and Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins and all these people that were kind of like against the Iraq War at the time. And then they've also got Matt Damon. But the Matt Damon puppet came back from production looking too stupid. And so Trey Parker and Matt Stone took all of his dialogue away. So all he says is, I'm Matt Damon. Like, he had all these other bits of scenes and dialogue lines, but the puppet was just too dysfunctional.
I remember that.
Looking.
Team America.
They're like, all he can say is, I'm Matt Damon. So now that's what okay. Saturday Night Live did with Eric
now,
Trump
we
as
could
well.
Come up with we Eric. Could come up with a better nickname than I'm Eric.
Yeah,
I really thought Eric
word.
Was, I'm sorry, I thought Eric was Half Scoop. But, you know,
Don
a mistake, corrected it right away. So did you know that Kid Rock closed down his Nashville restaurant?
Yeah, dude. You hate to see it.
All right, here it
you
comes.
You hate to see it.
Here it comes.
Give it to him, Scoot. All right. Why did Kid
right.
Rock have to close down his restaurant in Memphis?
Kid Rock closed down his restaurant in Memphis because ICE was in town making raids. And Kid Rock and his staff were afraid that they would raid the restaurant and they would be arresting some of their employees. So here's this really close friend of the President of the United States, and apparently he's hiring illegals. And they were afraid of an ICE raid because they didn't want their employees to get arrested. This is the epitome of hypocrisy.
Who's going to serve all the Bud Light now?
That was another thing.
They're going to have to hire some transgender influencers from TikTok.
I mean, look,
to go and pour the Bud Light for people.
I like Kid Rock's music, but, you know, he really is out of his lane when he talks about politics because he's so hypocritical. You know, here's the guy who was one of the leaders of the whole boycott against Bud Light when they, you know, decided they were going to hire this transgender person or this trans person to promote their product. And all they wanted to do was open up the idea of trans people drinking Bud Light. Well, there were a lot of people right-wing radicals and others who just freaked out over the deal and thought, well, we're boycotting Bud Light. I mean, people who weren't even drinking Bud Light were boycotting Bud Light. Well, anyway, Kid Rock does this video where he's using a shotgun to blast cans of Bud Light, and then the dude gets caught drinking Bud Light during the boycott in his restaurant. That's hypocritical. So the guy's not sincere. Really talented musically, but he's not very sincere. And to be concerned, you got to close your restaurant down because ICE is in town and you're afraid they're going to come in and arrest your employees. Obviously, they're illegal. And so here's this big hypocrite going after Trump. You know, I would think that if you're a Trump supporter, that you're doing what Trump wants you to do, which is not hire illegals. The president doesn't want you to hire illegals. He doesn't want you to give them jobs. But I wonder how many conservatives and Republicans are doing things like hiring illegals when the president doesn't want them to do that. So again, I'm glad we had this opportunity to point out this hypocrisy. So if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your text messages here in just a moment. We're also talking about the former president, Joe Biden. It's been revealed that he has 5-stage cancer. It has gone to the bone. That is not good. I don't know all the details of that. A lot of people think there's some big conspiracy to cover this up because how could you get to stage 5 and not show signs of that? You know, I thank God I don't have a prostate cancer, but you know, there are things that I would think would be symptoms. You know, the average person might be able to detect symptoms. I don't know. Has anybody dealt with that? Have you dealt with prostate cancer? Are there signs that you would have, like if you urinated, or would there be signs that you would have it? Or is this something that can just pop up? Apparently, it's not that easy to detect, which surprises me, because between the digital exam, which I really don't like at all, hate that, but you know, you got to go through it. Between that and the PSA test, you know, I mean, I stay up to date on those things, and we all should. So, are there signs that you might have that? I thought it was funny when Half Scoop Dunny Jr. Said, "Why didn't Dr. Jill Biden know about this?" Suggesting that she's a medical doctor. So I guess Half Scoop didn't know that her doctorate is in education. She has a PhD. She's not an MD. In fact, I made that mistake of calling Eric Half Scoop in a post on Substack, which I had to delete. But I'll put something back up there. So I would hope that you will join me on Substack, because, again, it's an extension of this show. And on Substack, I can I can say a few things that are not allowed to be said on the air. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, no, it's good.
Hey, Paul.
Hi. Look, now don't get mad at me.
I never get mad at anybody, ever. Ever.
I listen to you a lot of times, and I don't sit here and listen trying to...
Did I get something wrong?
It was honest, you know, and I just want to correct it.
Okay.
It was about the Preakness.
Oh, yeah.
That is the shortest. That's the shortest race.
Oh, it's the Belmont that's the longest.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, obviously, I'm not an expert in horse racing. Well, has the Belmont...
You got a horse named after you.
Well, I did, but it doesn't mean I know what the hell I'm talking about. So Paul, true. Listen, no, honestly, so what was run this weekend? Was it the Belmont?
No, it was the Preakness.
It was the Preakness, so we've already had the Belmont.
Yeah. No, the Belmont's next.
The Belmont's next. I thought it was, okay, I had it wrong. I thought it was the Triple Crown was the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, and then the Preakness.
No, it's the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and then the Belmont.
Okay, so this horse journalism, if he had that spurt of energy at that point in the race, then he should be a big time favorite in the Belmont, which again is longer.
Yeah.
All right, so
I don't think it, I think this year they're not going to run it at Belmont, so it's not really a mile and a half.
Oh, well, what changed with the Belmont?
Well, they're working on the track.
Oh, well, so I would think that it would have to be standard because of the record.
Yeah,
books.
No, it's a little bit shorter.
Okay. That's a good thing they don't have
somebody running for the triple crown and bank it, because you have to put a little asterisk on that.
Well, that's right. That's
on
right.
That race.
Well, that's a legitimate correction. If I said the Preakness was the longest, I thought the second one was the longest, and then I got confused.
Okay.
Sorry, but look, it's okay to correct me on stuff like that, Paul. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks. Let's go to Cosmo in New Orleans. Hey, Cosmo, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
Couple of questions, or a couple of comments, I should say. First, I want to talk about the Preakness. That's a mile and 3/16. The Belmont's in 2 weeks, and it's usually held at Belmont, but this year and last year, it's being held at Saratoga, upstate New York, which is a beautiful racetrack, and it's going to be the same distance as the Derby, a mile and a quarter.
Well, now, that's not fair to the record books.
Well, Belmont is going under heavy-duty construction. They're redoing the whole grandstand. They're building a hockey rink and all kind of hotels and everything around it. So that's why it's held at Saratoga.
Okay.
But Cosmo, they may have to put an asterisk in the records.
Why couldn't, even though it's going to be at Saratoga, why couldn't the distance be the same as the Belmont?
I don't know. That's maybe the configuration of the track, I would think. Hmm. That would be my guess. But Journalism was the best horse in the race. He was a heavy favorite. And I was watching it, and the jockey, who's very good, they're all good jockeys, all world class, but Goal-Oriented was a one horse. He was in front. And then there was another horse on the rail, okay, in front of Journalism. Journalism broke into a lane where there was no space. And the jockey, Journalism won the race. That goes to show you how good that colt is, because knowing that the jockey had the best horse in the race, he was the favorite. He had the best buyer and speed figures coming into the race, okay? He should have taken that horse on the outside, kept the horse out of trouble, because that jockey would have been criticized up until today, and he would have been criticized for getting the horse bumping with Goal-Oriented. But that sure shows you how good that journalism is.
Because
he went on to win.
Yeah, because Journalism was on the rail, and there was, you know, I saw the replay. I didn't see it when it happened, but I did see the replay, and he would have had to gone to the outside and gone around horses. I don't know. He might not have made up that distance because he didn't win by much. I think they made the right decision to go through that traffic jam.
He got bumped. Yeah, he got bumped, and so did the one horse, Goal-Oriented. That's the horse I was born for. But anyway, that throws a horse off, but that just shows you. And they're all three-year-olds, so they're not older horses. So anyway, he was the best horse in the race, and good for the jockey that he won, because he should have kept that horse out of trouble, knowing that he had the best one under him. And also the prison. What an embarrassment. Do you think that was an inside job?
I don't know.
To the city.
Well, even if it's an inside job, Cosmo, you know, you still got to look at the people that Susan Hudson hired. You know, if it's an inside job, then, you know, you didn't hire the right people. We'll be talking more about that.
I said this to Cosmo when I talked to him on the phone. Doesn't he sound good?
Yeah,
Doesn't he sound good. Rested and healthy and just peppy and full of life? We don't get to talk to him very often.
Yeah, he was a regular caller and doesn't call quite as often. But, Cosmo, you do sound good. All right, we'll talk about Trump demanding an investigation into corruption and unlawful behavior on the part of Bruce Springsteen. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we're talking about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1975, Paul McCartney and Wings released the single Listen to What the Man Said. This is a song from the album Venus and Mars Are All Right Tonight. It's an album that was done with Alan Toussaint at C-Saint Studios here in New Orleans. And at one point, while Paul McCartney was here, there was a small party on one of the smaller riverboats. None of the riverboats that exist today, but it was a smaller riverboat. I don't remember the name. And I was invited to that party. And everybody was talking to Paul McCartney, and I said, I'm not going to go up and talk to him here. I'm going to wait. And when Paul McCartney stepped outside to just get a breath of fresh air, that's when I went and approached him. I had a one-on-one with Paul McCartney, and Linda joined us at one point, and I was taken a little bit aback by the fact that she didn't shave her legs, something that stood out in my mind. But anyway, yes, I had a great one-on-one with Paul McCartney on the riverboat. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WW.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, you know, I'm really not kidding about this threat that the sitting president poses to freedom of the press and freedom of speech in America. And John Oliver on HBO went on a 28-minute rant about the threats to freedom of the press. And this is more serious than many of you want to believe. And many of you who are supporters of this president don't think it's a problem. But the idea that the media, the press, has to be cautious about what it reports because it might piss off the president who would then take action against the media outlet. This is essentially unheard of in American history. In fact, the CEO of CBS has now resigned because of this riff with the president. The president threatening to sue over an edited interview while Fox News edited his interviews. And I know. Oh, no, it was different. Yeah, I know. I've heard the argument. It was different. It's essentially the same thing. I know you have not been told that if you live in the conservative echo chamber, but that's not the case. It really is a threat to freedom of speech. And now the president is calling for a major investigation into Bruce Springsteen after he criticized the president while beginning his European tour in the UK last week. On Truth Social last night, the president accused Springsteen of having been paid by former Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris for a campaign performance and endorsement. Well, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, are you going to tell me that the people who perform for the president during the campaign, that they weren't paid? You can't pay somebody for an endorsement? I mean, maybe I'm missing something here. You can't pay somebody to endorse you, or you can't find somebody who you know supports you and then have them perform. You know, the president, you know, Kid Rock performed for the president. So why not an investigation to Kid Rock? Here's the interesting thing about this. You know, once again, the president of the United States has no evidence. Zero. None. No evidence. He's just making this up. And this is scary. He's also talking about similar claims against Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey, and Bono of U2. All of them publicly supported Harris during the campaign of 2024. I mean, so what? You know, once again, I remind you that this is a president who is, I mean, he's a snowflake. I mean, you may love him, but he is easily offended by anybody who disagrees with him. You've got to be a really insecure, shallow person to not be able to accept criticism, to not be able to face criticism in a strong way and go, you know what? It's criticism. I don't like it. I will counter it with what I believe. But, you know, so what? I mean, when you're president, every president gets criticism. And I know this president gets more criticism than other presidents. I get that. But he asks for it. Because of stuff like this. The media doesn't wake up in the morning. Well, I don't know. Maybe some people do. But I don't think most people wake up in the morning thinking, well, let's see what we can find out about Trump today. I mean, I think some people in the media might have that attitude because they, you know, because they know that he's a good story. But, you know, this is really scary stuff. And again, making these accusations with zero evidence. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I started Substack, and, you know, there's a different audience on this platform, Substack. And I'm not going to run into some of the, I mean, anybody can join me on Substack, but I'm not going to run into some of the misinformed social media trolls that I run into on Facebook and Instagram. All right, time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Once again, the eyes of the nation are on New Orleans after 10 escaped Orleans Parish jail prisoners escape. 7 are still on the loose.
Officials in Louisiana upping the reward for the inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail by fleeing through a hole behind a toilet Friday, offering $10,000 per inmate on top of other reward money already out there. Governor Jeff Landry says an investigation into the jailbreak is underway.
This massive jailbreak, which my statistics tell me could be the largest jailbreak in the history of the state, should never have happened. And the public deserves to know who, what, and how this happened.
The sheriff said the inmates were able to get out of the Justice Center because of defective locks, which she had raised concerns about. The men range in age from 19 to 42 and face a variety of charges, including aggravated assault, domestic abuse, battery, and murder. I'm Julie Walker.
Hey, you think the younger ones are telling the 41-year-old, the guy who's over 40, hey, come on, keep up. Come on, keep up. Hey, if you don't keep up, we're going to leave you. All right. Even after all the men are captured, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's office is not finished.
I've also ordered the Department of Corrections to audit the Orleans Parish Correctional Facility for compliance with basic jail guidelines, and to remove all DOC inmates that were currently in the Orleans Parish Correctional Facility.
All right, the president's war on the free press has been delivered another casualty.
The CEO of CBS News says she's quitting. Wendy McMahon is stepping down as the network's parent company considers settling a lawsuit with President Donald Trump over 60 Minutes. McMahon said in an email message to staff that it's become clear that she and the company don't agree on a path forward. McMahon has made it clear that she doesn't want to settle with Trump, just like former 60 Minutes executive producer Bill Owens, who announced his resignation last month. Trump is reportedly in talks with Paramount Global over his lawsuit, claiming 60 Minutes edited an interview with Kamala Harris to benefit her. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
But again, Fox News edited interviews of the sitting president to make him look good. That's known. All right, it was a weekend of sad and bad news for the former president Joe Biden and his family.
Former President Joe Biden is thanking the public for support after being diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. It's among the most aggressive forms, though his office says the cancer appears susceptible to hormone treatment. This morning, the ex-president wrote on social media, "Cancer touches us all," adding, "Thank you for lifting us up with love and support." President Trump posted, "We wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Vice President Vance is wishing him well, too, but
whether the right time to have this conversation is now or at some point in the future, we really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job.
Biden's health was a big concern among voters, but he's been rejecting concerns about his age, despite a recent book reporting AIDS shielded the public from just how much Biden had declined while serving. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Well, the White House is celebrating after the president's proposed big, beautiful bill passed a crucial vote over the weekend.
The One Big Beautiful Bill is perfectly named because it represents a once-in-a-generation opportunity to deliver on the Make America Great Again agenda responsible for President Trump's landslide victory on November 5th. Passing this bill is what voters sent Republicans to Washington to accomplish. And that's why it's essential that every Republican in the House and the Senate unites behind President Trump and passes this popular and essential legislative package.
All right, the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial resumed today with more testimony that is not good for the, I guess you call him a former record mogul.
Last week, jurors in Sean Diddy Combs' trial heard from his ex-girlfriend and the government star witness, Cassie. After 4 days on the witness stand, she released a statement saying she hopes her testimony helps others heal from the abuse and fear. This week, jurors will hear from her longtime friend, Kerry Morgan. But first, Danity Kane singer Dawn Richard is back on the witness stand after telling jurors Friday she and another woman saw Combs beat up Cassie, then threatened them to keep quiet about it. Prosecutors say Combs used his fame and fortune to orchestrate an empire of exploitation, coercing women into abusive sex parties. Combs' lawyers argue it was consensual, and although he could be violent, he never veered into sex trafficking or racketeering. Julie Walker, New York.
Well, you know, the defense still has to present its case. So, you know, it may sound one-sided. It really sounds one-sided, but there's going to be another side of this. And, you know, you and I have both witnessed a lot of trials that we thought were like slam dunks, and the verdicts turned out to be totally different than we expected. So stay tuned. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. And coming up, we'll talk about this man who was suing Whataburger, who put onions on his hamburger, suing him for $1 million in damages. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, happy birthday today to Pete Townsend of The Who. Pete Townsend has reached the landmark age of 80. You know, when I saw these guys, I saw The Who. It was the St. Bernard Civic Auditorium at the time. This was 1968, and I remember I was 16. I was dating a girl who was 18. So, man, I was dating this beautiful girl who was 18 years old. I was 16. She could buy liquor for us, which was really, really awesome. I don't know why she was interested in me, but look, that was That was really cool. Her name was Bonnie. I remember her last name, but I'm not going to mention it in case she might be embarrassed about it. But yeah, Bonnie was really cool. Anyway, we saw The Who at the St. Francis Civic Auditorium in 1968. Pete Townsend, 80 years old today. You know, I never thought I would be on the radio talking about Pete Townsend being 80 years old all these years later. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWE.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Well, this is the song, This is America. And you know, so much of what we talk about on this show is just about being in America. That it's really cool that so far we're free to talk about what's going on in America. But I fear that there could be a time when we can't. And one of our great freedoms, and I certainly treasure this freedom, is that we can talk about things going on in this country. And we have the freedom, unlike other countries, we have the freedom to even criticize the president. Think about how many of you criticized Joe Biden when he was president. Think about how many of you criticized Barack Obama when he was president. What if you couldn't do that? What if you were arrested for doing that? What if the media could not report anything negative about Joe Biden or Barack Obama? Would you have liked that? No. And that's why it's wrong for this president to give the suggestion that he's just not going to tolerate any negative publicity and things that he disagrees with. He's going to sue or try to come down on the media outlet. I think that's wrong. All right. So there's a Texas man. His name is Demery Wilson. And he's filed a lawsuit before, but this time he's filing a lawsuit against Whataburger. And this is in Harris County, Texas. And he asked for no onions, but he says they served the burger with onions. And it caused a severe medical reaction. He had an allergic reaction to the onions. He's seeking monetary relief between $250 and $1 million, citing negligence, deceptive trade practices by the restaurant. Now, he had a legal battle with Sonic in 2024 last year. Same circumstances. I don't know what happened. It doesn't say what happened in that case. Whataburger has denied the allegations and is demanding strict proof by Wilson for his claim. You know what I would do? I would get a doctor. If I were the defense here, I would get a doctor and say, if the man took one bite of the burger and there were, you know, a few onions on it, or one bite of onions, how much would that have affected him? Because it sounds like the guy ate the whole burger. And if he ate the whole burger and then complained about the severe reaction, well, then that's on him. I mean, you don't take just, you know, you take a bite of it, you realize there are onions on it, you stop eating it. I mean, I wonder if the reaction would be that severe if you just took one bite. All right, let's go to Bill in Metairie. Bill, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Bill. Okay, did we lose contact with Bill? All right, we'll check back with Bill here in just... oh, he's there? Okay. Hey, Bill, how are you? Can you hear me? Hello, Bill. Okay. Bill, you can try back if you want to. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Hey, man. Scoot, man. That was quick. Say, I was calling. You know, we talked about 60 Minutes in the past here recently and all that. And I don't know. Did you catch 60 Minutes last night, Scoot?
No, I didn't.
All right. So they had an interview with a new defense contractor. And I don't know who you think of when you think of defense contractor, maybe Northrop Grumman or stuff like that. But you might want to go back and watch this. It was a young kid named Lucky, well, young gentleman named Lucky. He's one of our new defense contractors. He's doing all kinds of different drones, just stuff that really unique stuff. I mean, I got to give it to him. I was really impressed with the things he had. But, you know, he kind of concerned me. He has, like, a Hawaiian shirt on, his flip-flops, and real laid-back dude. This is not your normal defense contractor at all. This is a big shift and change in what we're doing with defense contracting in America. And, man, we're talking about freedom of speech. And I could see probably why some of the people from 60 Minutes left. I don't think this is the type of interview they would have had in the past to give to him credit like that, you know. So it was a big change in what we're seeing here in America.
So usually it seems like 60 Minutes focuses on uncovering negative stories, but this was a positive story?
It's just our new world. This is our new world. These are the people behind. This is someone, he said he got a bunch of pushback coming in, but then he said there was other people who welcomed him. So I'm sure the old system pushed back on him, the new system welcomed him in. Like I said, this is a flip-flop Hawaiian wearing shirt. This is not your typical guy. He had a mullet, kind of looked like your boy. I forget his name. He had a mullet and all that, man. He was good to go. And it was just, I wish you'd go back and kind of watch this. I tell you what, man, it shocked me, it scared me, it intrigued me, it just all that at one time. There's a lot going on.
All right, I'll see if I can have time to check it out.
Yeah, definitely check that out, man. There's so much else going on in the world. But nothing, you know what? I want to talk about this real quick, Scoot.
All right, be quick.
Because we talk about, it's like how the dear leader stuff that's going on in the world these days and with Trump and all that. And how we're trying to talk about, and two, moving on and leaving the old. And some of it has to do with, I don't know, I just feel uncomfortable talking about this in a way, but sometimes we talk about other people might have their times, and we see the two Ians that work at WWL, and we just, like, some people are asking, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, at this time, and we're in right now, is Scoot the person we want on the air every day? Or could we have, like, an Ian or someone like that who is more in tune to what's going on right now in the streets, in the
world? Honestly, James, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I understand. It's all good, Scoot. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Did you get that?
No.
I didn't understand. I mean, James is usually a very articulate caller. And James, if you want to think about it and call us back next hour and rehash it again, you can. But honestly, I just wasn't understanding what you were talking about. All right. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1972, Elton John released the album Honky Chateau. It was a number one album. It was his first number one album. And it was the beginning of a 6 consecutive run of number one albums for Elton John. And here was a song from Honky Chateau. One of my favorite Elton John songs. I say that a lot, you know, when I play Elton John songs. That's one of my favorite songs.
I think you say that every time.
Well, you know why? Because I pick my favorite Elton John songs to play when we play these songs. I didn't care for Honky Cat. I didn't care for that song, so I don't play it. So I'm going to pick the songs that I like. It's just one of the great advantages of being the talk show host that decides on the music. All right, I know we got to get to a break here. We'll be right back. This is WWL. Man, these are the guys that really started to show a commercialized version of real punk. They were part of that new age sound in the late 70s, very early 80s. Happy birthday today to Joey Ramone. Joey Ramone would have been 73 years old today, but he died in April of 2001. Yeah, man, we lost one Ramone after another. I think there might be one left. It's not the Ramones. It's now the Ramone. Hey, congratulations to LSU freshman John Foster. He was the runner-up on American Idol. I think about Faith Becknell, and, we've been well represented on American Idol in some of those shows. He's from West Baton Rouge Parish, the town of Adidas, and celebrated there. But John Foster came in second place on American Idol. All right, a lot more still to come. So Fox News' Peter Ducey asked Caroline Leavitt, press secretary for the president, why the president said Taylor Swift is no longer hot. We'll share that with you coming up on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.